Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
How are you?
We are tonight's entertainment.
Midnight movie night.
Get used to disappointment.
We are the Midnight Movie Nights.
With a K.
Two idiots with microphones bringing you a weekly not-safe-for-work dose of verbal diarrhea about life, pop culture, and most importantly, movies. Today is Saturday, February 7th, 2015, and I am Miranda Janelle.
I'm that fracking cat.
Hi, Katie.
Hey, what's going on, Siebes? Tell me something first.
Wait, what?
Tell me something first.
Something first.
Where'd you get that shirt?
The one with the baby turtle pushing over the radioactive goo, or the barrel of radioactive goo, onto his three brothers, or I think brothers, maybe brothers, but there's three other turtles there, and one of them's pushing the barrel over and saying, "Trust me," and then one of the others is just saying, "Is that the shirt you're talking about?
Yeah,
the one that I'm wearing right now?"
Yeah. I've never seen that shirt before.
It's really? Funny.
Yeah. I don't think I have. I would have noticed.
You've been here for... what? 3 full months now?
Wow, is it?
Going into the fourth, yeah?
Holy crap.
You haven't seen me wear this one yet? Wow, okay. All right. No, I guess I haven't cycled all the way through all my t-shirts yet.
I guess not. I think I have seen a turtle shirt, but I don't think I've seen that one.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Where were we?
I was saying I'm that fracking cat.
Oh, right. So this is where I would say if you'd like to interact with the live show, you can send us a tweet to @MovieNightsPod. That's what I say there, right?
Usually, yeah.
You got anything for the time machine?
Let's see. I was trying to think of anything that happened. Oh, yeah. There was one thing I wanted to... Nah, screw it. I don't feel like talking about that. It sucked.
Okay.
Well...
Direct from the kitty.
What was it?
It sucked.
I guess it was at the end of December when they were talking about the interview and all that was going on.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't going to be released, and then it got released. And I said I wanted to see it because it wasn't going to be released.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to see it just because, you know, they said I couldn't. But once it came out, I was like, eh, whatever, I don't want to see it. Well, then it finally hit Netflix, like, what, a couple of weeks ago, and I watched
something
it.
Something like that.
When I got so sick, that's probably why I got so sick, because I watched the movie. I didn't like it. I just didn't like it.
Okay.
I tried to like it because I heard other people talking about how funny it was, and I just couldn't get into it. So I'm glad I didn't pay for it. I guess maybe because of Netflix I did, but...
Yeah, you
I
did.
I didn't actually pay for it. Like, went to a theater or rented it on, you know, whatever digital outlet
I get
is
it.
Out there.
But, I get it. Yeah.
But I did
you
watch
only,
it.
You only paid a very, very small portion of a, you know... Yeah, I get it. You paid for the monthly service to have access to things. You're not paying for individual titles. You didn't... directly contribute
yeah,
to
I didn't
the
even
funding
pay for the,
of
yeah,
this
the,
movie.
Yeah, maybe for the price of a Redbox movie,
that's
paid. So
that's your level of distaste for this film?
That I'm glad I didn't pay for it, yeah.
Okay.
Would I watch it again? Probably not. It had some funny moments in it, but not enough for me to just like, oh, I love this movie. I didn't love this movie.
Okay. But would you go so far as to give it a hated it?
Yeah, probably.
Wow. All right. Straight from the kitty.
But I did try to like it. Because, you know, I like the duo there, you know, Rogan and Franco. But I did like This Is the End. I really liked that one. I went to see that one in the theater, but I just couldn't
and
get
we
it
watched there. That.
Yeah, yeah, we did watch that one.
Months ago.
And then I did like Pineapple Express. That was good. But this one, I just couldn't get into it. I really couldn't. It got really ridiculous. So, yeah. I
started to watch it because you had suggested it and I stopped and I never went back. So I really don't have an opinion. I got to the point where they got the message that they were going to interview Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
I stopped watching it at that point. I don't remember why. Something came up. But yeah. Anyway.
That was when I got sick, so I don't remember too much about that.
Yeah.
So I blame this movie for making me sick.
Okay. Out of the mouth of the kitty.
Prepare thy arms for this test of verbal acuity. Only the sharpest wit can survive the tournament of segments.
Hey, kitty.
Yo.
How's Battle Forged?
Battle. It's, we've got a list of, movie-related segments that we talk about each week. We kind of had a, woohoo, with these swords that we have now.
Keep going.
Okay, yeah. We got these foam swords you got us like last week. You just showed up all of a sudden. Look at this. And you had like these little foam swords and shields.
Yeah, I need to get a new shield, though. Mine's all broken and you can tell I paid $1 for it.
But it was cool. I mean, we put them on our doors.
Yeah.
How geeky is that? That is messed up.
But, I don't see any problem with it whatsoever.
Oh, neither do I. I was the first one to put mine on the door.
It was your idea.
Yeah. So we've got a list of segments. We've got them listed on the website, midnightmovienights.com/segments. If you kind of want to.
.html.
If you kind of want to tweet in with various ones that you may have, but Siebes has a spinner app on her phone, and when one comes up, we have to have a movie-related title or whatever associated with that segment. So, like, what was it? The one about sequels or remakes? I forgot. I had this thing open here a minute ago. Follow-ups. Yeah, follow-ups is one. It's like sequels, prequels, trilogies, and sagas. Anything like that.
All right. I should get spinning now, huh?
Yeah. Spin that. Or I will cut you with this foam sword.
All right. Here we go. And did you just hit the microphone?
Yeah. With the sword.
Dork. We landed on a novel idea. Kitty, do you have anything for a novel idea?
Poop. No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I don't.
Just no?
Yeah, just no.
Okay.
How am I supposed to say no? If I don't have anything, it's no.
I was just buying time so I could update the spreadsheet real quick.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't have anything.
Got to keep track of these things. That way we know who gets the bragging rights.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel guilty about mine.
Okay. What was it like?
Wait a minute.
Pop-up book or something?
Did I talk about this? No, it's not a pop-up book.
Coloring book?
I'm not watching Pushing Daisies again. No.
Oh.
The pop-up book. Okay. No, now I'm just suddenly trying to remember if I did this last week. Did we have a novel idea last week?
I don't think I did, if we had one.
I don't know. There's an air Huh, I'm not sure. I think we may need to skip this one.
Okay. Well, do you want to say it? And if it is, then maybe I'll remember if you did use that
one. Well, I know I wrote this last week, but I don't know if I wrote it for this show or last week's shows. Okay. Well, I feel guilty about it because, well, now for multiple reasons, but it's a movie that hasn't been released yet. It's just something that we got a little bit of news on. And that's the Aaron Sorkin and Danny Boyle biopic based on Walter Isaacson's Steve Jobs.
No, I don't remember you talking about this one.
Okay. Well, the book's sitting right over there.
I thought they did a movie called Jobs.
They did a movie called Jobs, but this is the one that is based on...
That one wasn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. That was a work of fiction.
Yeah, I kind of fell asleep on that one.
I don't think I actually watched it.
I don't think you missed much.
I don't know. But last week we ended up getting some news that the film's actually happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were questions.
Haven't pictures come out on that? I mean, like... From some neighborhood in California where they've got, you know, pictures of like a garage.
There is a scene being filmed up in, oh gosh, my mind's going blank right now. But
definitely,
I believe it's actually the actual garage, if I remember correctly. I read that from a story.
Oh, so going way back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the, we now know that Michael Fassbender is going to be playing Steve Jobs.
What?
That's interesting casting, right?
Yeah. Magneto is Steve Jobs?
I know he can pull the role off. I think that's very interesting casting.
It's different. Have we seen him?
It is
kind of
different.
Like a bigger... buffer kind of guy, and we're going to go back to Kyle Reese again. I mean, wasn't Jobs always this thin, raily kind of guy? And well, Fassbender's like he's a bit muscly.
Yeah, but
I'm sure he could play it. I just, you know, his look.
I can't really refute you on that one.
See, that's what I don't like when they're doing that. Like with the Kyle Reese thing. The guy's just too big. This Jai Courtney, he's just too big to be Kyle Reese. And I think I like Michael Fassbender. He's cool, but...
I think he could do a good job, though.
Yeah, probably. He may lose weight for that role. Who knows? I mean...
Exactly, but
was it
still, he's not really going to lose that much muscle.
Yeah.
Well, he could, but they're primarily going to focus on three keynotes. So it's
you're just gonna go up to
think it's the original Macintosh, the next cube, and I'm blanking on the third. And
so it's gonna be everything pre iPhone.
Yes.
It's gonna be pre Mac.
Pre iPod,
I mean,
actually.
Pre Macs, you know, what were the colored Macs? You know, is it going to be like before all of that, before the 2000s?
I believe that's right where it's going to cut off.
Oh, okay. That could be interesting. I'd probably watch it.
Do you know who's going to play Woz?
No. Who?
You've already talked about him tonight. Seth Rogen.
What? I was going to say Jai Courtney for a minute. I was like,
that would be an interesting pairing.
Seth Rogen? I guess he could kind of be a little bit serious. That is interesting.
He's a geek. You need a geek to play Woz.
Yeah, okay. All right.
As long as he doesn't...
I'll have to watch
as
something.
As long as he doesn't do
the
Seth Rogen stoner role. As long as he doesn't do that, as long as he treats it seriously, I think he can do a great job.
Okay. I'd give it a shot.
And I also think that Yeah, I've already said it. Michael Fassbender. I think he can do a great job as Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I'm keeping an open mind about this.
Yeah, I would about him, but I don't know. I'd have to watch something that I like of Seth Rogen's, so I don't have the taste of the interview still around.
All right. I'm just going to spin.
Okay.
Yeah. We've said enough. And we are landing. Is it going to be on Who Me or Pop My Culture Cherry? It's going to be Pop My Culture Cherry. Kitty, do you have a Pop My Culture Cherry?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
You go first. I'm going to cough.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, see.
Sorry.
Oh, I didn't fill mine out. No, I don't have one.
Woo-hoo, okay, then.
I put in the Ted 2 trailer.
Yeah?
But, nah.
You don't want to talk about that one?
No, because mostly I haven't. I put that in there at the beginning of the week, and I haven't given it much thought since then.
Oh, okay.
So, nah. I'm going to pass on this one.
All right, well.
Well, screw it. Okay, there's a Ted 2.
Yeah, it's going to.
It's
gonna
coming out. It's. See, this is why I didn't want to do it. I really don't. It's a trailer. It's more of Ted.
Yeah, he's just kind of.
I'm completely dumbfounded. I cannot come up with anything right now. This is really embarrassing.
The main plot kind of is he's got to prove.
He has to prove that he's human. Well, yeah, for his marriage to. Or not human, but that he's alive.
Yeah.
So he can get married.
Yeah. Or have a kid or something like that. Anyway, that's the thing. He's got to prove he's alive. He's sentient, I guess.
Bicentennial man.
In a bear. Oh, the bear's funnier.
Oh, the bear is a lot funnier.
And it won't be like 3 hours long.
Hey, you had to go through 200 years of life.
Yeah, but it's still too long for 3 hours. Or however long it was. It seemed like it was 3 hours. No, it seemed like it was the whole 200 years.
I honestly don't remember how long that one is.
I kind of liked it, but yeah, it was a little long.
I do remember it being long.
Anyway, Ted, yeah.
Yeah. The first movie was funny. They're making a sequel. They're stretching it out. Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna see some familiar humor. I'm sure they'll try and push a little bit further. Hopefully, add something new.
Yeah,
I'll go see it. I enjoyed the first one. Yeah,
I was kind of
who doesn't love Thunder Buddies for Life?
Yeah, Thunder Buddies for Life.
Yeah, that's enough. That's where my standards are. You entertained me with the first one. I will go see the second one.
Yeah,
I hope you entertain me again.
You better, Ted.
I'm in a weird mood tonight. I've been in a weird mood all day, and
okay, well then,
and yeah. Well, why don't you go, Kitty?
Yeah, this one will probably seen it, but I guess there's a rumor going around. Mel Brooks was expressing interest in doing a sequel to Spaceballs, to search for more money. He talked about it with Adam Carolla. On one of his podcasts, I guess a paid podcast, and it kind of went out on Reddit. So, and he would like to, you know, if it's something that he can do, he said it would be something he would want to do after The Force Awakens comes out. So something he would want to start next year, and he would want to get as much of the cast as he could get back. But, you know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. I don't know what they would do about Barf, though. I mean, you couldn't. That's the only thing. I mean, I really liked Barf from the first one, and
it's one of the best characters. But unfortunately, yeah. People die.
Yeah,
but I don't mean to be so cold about it, but
yeah, it happens. I mean, I wouldn't like to see him replaced by somebody else trying to.
No.
And I don't know about the other people. I mean, you know, Pullman's around.
Do you think if they were to make it, do you think that they should actually say something about Barf?
Of course.
Yeah, have like a full tribute.
Yeah, or have a big
deal about it.
Yeah.
Like Lone Star's broken up?
Like what?
Lone Star's all broken up?
Yeah, I think that would could be part
he
of it.
He lost his best friend, even though his best friend claimed to be his own best friend.
Yeah.
Half yeah, man, half dog. Fun. I'm a mog. My own best friend.
The girl, I don't know who the girl was.
Daphne Zuniga?
Yeah.
She's what about Dot?
Oh,
Dot
yeah.
Matrix?
Oh, I forgot about her too. Wow. No, I don't know. I think it would be an interesting movie. I kind of like Spaceballs. It's not my favoriteest movie in the world, but I do like it. It's I mean, I own it. That and Blazing Saddles. I don't own too many other Mel Brooks movies. I never got into a lot of them. But those two are kind of my favorite. And yeah, I'd like to see it. If he does it.
Cool. So would I.
All right. Spin.
We've got a couple of tweets that have come in. Oh. Ryan Connolly says it's not midnight. It's after midnight on the East Coast.
It's true.
Wait, you want us to push it back even further? I wouldn't want to go on a midnight. Like actual midnight. I mean, we've done it before.
Yeah.
But then we're up so late. True. No. And it cuts down people's ability to listen live. We don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Although it does enable other people to listen live sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I think we're good.
But
when
no,
we're
our, it's midnight yeah, our, somewhere. Our, yeah, it's midnight on the East Coast when we start, or at least when we aim to start. Yeah.
Yep.
Tonight we had to finish watching our flick pick, but.
Yeah.
Yep. And Marianne says, "Go, Kitty! Wield your sword, defeat Siebes."
Whooshing. Yes.
The two of you teaming up, no good can come of this.
Thanks, Marianne.
DC Cantel sent us, and well, he tagged both of us, but how about a balls out Jar Jar ripoff like Can-Can, Chris Rock in that role?
Oh,
that's okay.
Oh,
interesting.
No, because he was in Robin Hood. Was it Men in Tights? Is that it?
That was Dave Chappelle.
I don't know. That's what I was going to say. Not Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that could be.
I mean, I kind of like Chris Rock, but, you know, Chappelle's been in a Mel Brooks movie already, so yeah.
All right. Why? I don't. All right. I have to mute my phone for a little bit. We landed on Reimagined.
What?
Yeah. Reimagined.
Oh, okay. I do have something for that one.
Sorry. Things got a little screwed up over here. And I have something for Reimagined as well. So I will go ahead and go first on this one.
Go for it.
Well, I have to find it first. All right, here we go. Oh, yes. The Manchurian Candidate. Did you ever see...
Denzel Washington and... Was it Lee?
Well, it's a remake. Yeah, Denzel... Speak.
Denzel
Washington and... Liev Schreiber. I can speak, I swear.
Crocodile Dundee's wife wasn't in this, right? I'll have no problem.
No.
Okay, good.
Anyway, it's a remake of the... Oh, there go the fireworks. All right. We've got Monster Jam right around the corner here.
Seems like it's every weekend now. I thought this would be something bigger in the South, where I came from. But...
No, well, there's Monster Jam, then there's Motocross.
What is it, like a season? Monster Jam season?
And then there's... Oh, what's the one with the bikes?
And all the alarms are going off.
Yep. The alarms usually get set off by the fireworks. What,
like BMX?
No.
Motorcycles?
Motorcycles.
You said motocross.
Oh. I very clearly know what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
And that's sad because my friend Steph is really into it. And once upon a time, I knew how to talk to her about this stuff. But
well, I'm the one who should know more about it, like, you know, with the big trucks and the mud.
But I clearly didn't know anything that I was talking about when I was talking about it. I seem to have forgotten it also. I'm going to shut up now. We were talking about the Manchurian Candidate.
Yes.
Did you ever see the 60s movie of the same name? The one that this is a remake of?
No.
Frank Sinatra.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't see it. I knew that there wasn't an original, but I've never seen it. I didn't even see the remake.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Well, are you okay over there?
Yeah.
All right.
I still have that, you know, little bit of a cough, that's all.
Okay. All right. Well, oh gosh, who was it that... Oh, it was Angela Lansbury. Angela Lansbury was in the 1960s one as well.
Did she make an appearance in the remake?
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
But the original was set in the Korean War, if I remember correctly.
Did you say it was in the 60s?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been Korea. And then the soldiers were brainwashed or they were captured, you know, and brainwashed in a ploy to take over the White House.
Yeah.
So basic plot of the movie, and then
kind of like what they did with Salt.
Yeah, yeah. Actually a lot.
That was probably based on that.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, very, very similar storyline. But I'm having a complete and total brain fart. This is really starting to piss me off.
What about the Manchurian Candidate?
It's just about everything. Like I said, today's been a really, really weird day. I thought I was going to be all right and be able to do this. And
you sound good so far.
Okay.
A little, maybe. A little rattled, maybe. You did say you watched a screwed up movie earlier, so.
Yes.
You have to tell me about that in a little bit.
If we land on Foreigners, I will be happy to tell you about that. But,
okay, then.
But, yeah, for some reason I was watching movies today that kept putting me in bad moods.
Oh.
Like, I was just making all the wrong choices.
Why didn't you just stop? You know, there is a stop button on there. You don't have to finish the movie.
Yeah, but by the time that I realized it was making my mood worse, I was already curious about how far the movie would go.
It's like eating food that you don't like. Oh, this sucks. Nom, nom, nom. Yeah, it really sucks. Nom, nom, nom.
But I don't want to waste it, so I'm...
Yeah, you get to a certain point, the point of no return. It's like, well, I made it this far. Nom, nom, nom. You watched movies out of spite.
All right, so the Manchurian Candidate, it was remade, and Denzel Washington, Liev Schreiber, and... The remake's enjoyable, but I much prefer the original. It's that simple.
Groovy.
That's about the best I'm going to get right now.
Okay. I think I'd like to watch the original. I do kind of like...
The original's great. It's
got Frank Sinatra in it.
I remember watching it with my dad. That was...
cool.
Yeah. It's a cool movie.
All right.
In fact, it was one of the first ones that I remember watching that made me like the idea of the more psychological thriller, like they're, you know, messing with people's minds and
yeah, that sucks.
But I like those kind of movies.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, you'd really like I'm sure you like one of the ones I watched earlier today. But what do you have for Reimagined?
I've got one that I watched a couple of days ago, the Red Dawn remake.
Ooh.
And I was kind of opposed to that when I first heard about it. And it really wasn't all that great, but I still kind of like it. Just because, you know, it's a little updated.
They didn't even wait 20 years before remaking that.
I know. I was, you know, the original was good because, you know, it had like... A lot, you know, just a lot of the stars that were starting to come up. I mean, it had Patrick Swayze in it, and Jennifer Grey was in it. You know, they went on to do Dirty Dancing. Good movie.
See Thomas Howell.
Yeah. One of the Outsiders.
Always liked that guy.
Yeah. I liked how he evolved in that one because he was like all scared and he kind of went nuts. The character and the actor that went for that role in this one, he wasn't as bad, which was kind of... He was Josh Hutcherson from the Hunger Games movies we've been watching.
Oh, really?
He's in that? Yeah. And
we gotta stop being on the same wavelength because one of mine is another Josh Hutcherson.
Weird.
And I watched it just because I wanted to see another thing from you know, another one of his movies.
Who's the other guy? Josh Peck. I guess he was like in that show Drake and Josh. One of those Nickelodeon shows. I never watched it.
I don't know it.
But Chris Hemsworth was in it. You know, Thor. But this one movie was made in... I think it was made in... Was it 2009? Yeah, it was made in 2009. It was supposed to come out in November of 2010. But, you know, there was a lot of financial problems. And... It
didn't come out until 2012.
Yeah, wasn't released until 2012.
Hmm.
But this was after, you know, Chris Hemsworth, you know, got big with Thor, the Avengers and everything. But I guess, you know, it just wasn't that great of a movie. But
Yeah, he does look really young there. I just pulled it up on IMDb.
Yeah, it was just canned for a while until they could release it. But, you know, instead of like with the Russians and everything, like the original, this one has something to do with the North Koreans and they shut down the power grid and then they start to invade, you know. And instead of being like based in Colorado like the original, this one's like Seattle, somewhere around there. And, you know, it's just a group of, like the original, a group of kids that just start fighting back, trying to take their homeland back from these people.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's got the basic story as the original, but, you know, it's just updated. You know, new actors, new kind of threat, which, I don't know, the way that the movie starts out with all these, the talk about the threat of those people, you know, that's kind of real today, so. I don't think they're going to be shutting down the power grid or anything.
We're just talking about the interview everything, so.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems more fitting now, but back when this was made, I guess it was kind of a new thing. So I hope they don't shut things down. I like power.
Well, power allows us to have all these nice digital devices so that we can do things like spin the wheel.
Power good.
All right, and we are about to, it's either going to be Foreigners or Knight's Choice Kitty. It is Foreigners.
Okay.
So I guess you want to hear about Old Boy? Wait, I went first last time.
Well, I've got nothing.
Oh, bummer.
But I want to hear about this.
Yeah, I guess you want to hear about Old Boy.
Apparently it messed you up.
No, it didn't mess me up. It was just... It was exactly as messed up as my coworker described.
When you told me it was messed up? Just the whole plot.
Well, the guy was imprisoned for 15 years.
Like a prison?
No, in this room.
So he's like kidnapped?
Like in a hotel. He's just stuck in here and they won't let him out. They push food under the door. Yeah, he tries to make his way out. Later in the movie, he takes this girl, Midu. That's her name.
Okay.
He takes her there, and one of the things that he says to her was, you know, that, or she asks if this was the room that you were in for 15 years, and he says yes, but after, he said yes, but after for 11 years, it felt like home or something like that. Yeah, it took him a long time, but it eventually felt like home.
Wow.
So yeah, he was contained in there and then released and
what, just let go? He didn't break out?
No, He was trying to break out. He was close to breaking out. He was thinking about what he would do when he got out. He would eat, but what would happen if he was on the 52nd floor? He decided at least I would be free. So he was...
kind of like breaking out and jumping?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
He was at his breaking point. And then they released him. Excuse me.
So the door just kind of opened up and...
No, they knocked him out. And then they just left him. And
and he was just free.
He was just free. And then someone... he was just like sitting down, looking up at a TV, if I remember right. And this guy comes over, sits down next to him, looks up for a second, gives him a cell phone and a wallet full of money, and then says, I don't have any answers, and walks away.
Okay.
So you've been released. Here's some money. Here's a phone.
Go have a life.
He ended up going into the Steiner. He wanted to eat something alive.
Wait, what?
He wanted to eat something alive. Yes.
Okay. Yes, give me a live animal now.
Yeah. But there was this whole exchange
with the female. Alley. I'll be right back.
There was this whole exchange with the female sushi chef. And not being a sushi eater, I didn't know that there was a whole thing about women not making sushi. There's some... I actually read a little bit about it today because they make a point of it in the movie, saying that women's hands are too warm for making sushi.
Huh. I didn't know that. And I like sushi. I never went into the history of it.
It's a myth that has been busted. It's just a male-dominated career.
Oh, okay. I was going to
say.
And
it sounds like that myth is part of what's perpetuating it, but... Anyway, they made a deal about that, but I really don't know how far I want to go. This movie it's a revenge story. In every way, it's a revenge story.
Well, I read like the description of it. So he gets out and he's got to find out who did this to him.
Yes, because the captor is taunting him, keeping track of him, guiding him, and.
So he's actually
trying to help him understand why he was imprisoned for 15 years.
Okay, but I kind of want to ask why, but that would probably give too much away.
No, the why is because Desu talks too much.
Who?
The guy who was imprisoned, his name was Oh Desu.
And he talked too much?
He talks too much.
I know
it's weird because
I know some people who talk a lot and they shouldn't, and okay, I can see, but
no, that's something I actually took directly from the movie, and it perfectly sums it up. It's handed to you right then and there. Oh Desu talks too much.
Okay.
It's a revenge story.
Oh,
it's a multi-layered revenge story. And
sound a little interesting, but creepy. I mean, damn creepy.
It was pretty creepy.
Could you just
creepy.
Tell somebody to shut up? Just like, shut the fuck up.
No, but what would happen?
You lock them away for 15 years?
What would happen if Odesu
was told to shut the fuck up?
Started a rumor that someone couldn't live with.
Oh, okay.
There's many that there.
So he was just all right, kind of making shit up and talking, and somebody just didn't agree with what he had to say. I guess it must have been bad for 15 years imprisonment.
Oh, it's not just 15 years imprisonment. It gets really dark, and
as if it wasn't dark enough.
Well. There's... Oh, screw it. Spoilers.
Okay.
Oh, screw it. Literally. There's a fair bit of incest in this movie.
Oh, that's not right.
Yeah. It's like I said, it was kind of disturbing where they went with the story.
Okay, I'm kind of losing my interest in it now. Okay.
I really don't know how far to go on this one, but so it's what makes the plot so twisted and so sick. It's on multiple levels too. I'm actually really fascinated by how well done this movie was.
Okay, well, I heard an opinion
otherwise. It's extraordinarily creepy.
But as a friend of ours would say, it's a creepy movie.
Indeed. But
so, Jim,
there's a really great action sequence in it too, when he's trying to get out of the hotel. He just beats the living hell out of a lot of people, and they're all just, you know, he's got a knife sticking out of his back.
Ow.
And he's just beating the hell out of them. With a knife stuck in his back.
All right.
It's an insane action sequence, but it's kind of believable.
Bye.
Despite, you know, if I hadn't seen the knife in the back, it would be like, okay, that knife in the back, I don't...
Well, as long as it's not in the spine, I mean, he should be in pain, but...
That should hurt, but he's inflicting a hell of a lot of pain on the people that he's fighting.
Yeah.
And they're all down on the ground. That's what made it seem realistic, like... Yeah,
when he takes a knife out of his back, it's going to hurt like hell. Because, you know, getting stabbed is not fun. Shit hurts.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, I know.
I wouldn't know.
That shit hurts. But
this movie was really, really screwed up, but it was really, really good.
Okay, eventually I'll probably have to watch it then. Until it gets really weird, then I'll probably be like, that's it.
It goes to very, very weird places, but it's an extremely intriguing story. And I knew about the incest parts of the plot, or at least I knew what to expect.
Okay. That I
going
did not
into it.
Read in any description.
That one was part of the description that I was given.
Oh,
so
okay.
I already had knowledge of that. And even knowing that, it doesn't make it any easier to watch, especially if you know what's going on when you, like, you know where the plot twist is going to go. It does get a little weird, but it's still extremely effective. And,
weird.
There's still...
Like it went way weird. I mean, Luke and Leia kissing, that's weird.
Okay, yeah, but they're acting. You have to remind yourself, they're acting. This isn't actually happening.
Okay. Well, yeah, this one's a movie too, right?
And I'm sorry, I did need to remind myself of that at certain points in this movie. Okay?
That it's just a movie?
It's just a movie. This is something that came out of someone's sick brain and...
Were you just kind of watching this in the dark and rocking back and forth?
No. I'm going to spin.
Okay. It's just a movie.
And
it's
better be one that you have this time.
It's just a movie.
It's a pod, people. Do you have pod, people, Katie? I don't believe that I do this week.
No, not this week.
Nope. Spin again, then.
No pod persons.
No, pod, people. Boo. All right, I think we're going to get an acting out. Yep, acting out. Katie? Do you have acting out?
No, I think I was going to...
We're in danger, and we're in the danger zone. I don't have it either.
Okay, I think I was going to choose somebody earlier, but I just forgot.
Oh, stay there. Nope. Oh, no. I'm in trouble. What's real? Oops, I spun again. It's what's real, though. You don't have anything for what's real. We strike out. The tournament's over.
Okay.
Oh, yikes. Well, since I accidentally spun, let's just see what it landed on. Oh, it's still going. Apparently, if I stop the app, it looks like it's going to land on Smoovie. Do you have a Smoovie?
No Smoovie.
Wow, that's four in a row. The tournament is really over.
I got a tweet from Marianne. She said her foreign film is Chocolat.
Good one.
Didn't see it.
Yes. Well, we'll have to correct that.
Yeah.
But now we've moved over into the flick pick.
The flick pick.
All right. Well, as I said before, I was in a really weird mood today, and part of it was because I watched Old Boy, but I also watched The Kids Are All Right earlier today. That's the one I was mentioning with Josh Hutcherson.
Yeah.
And
is that Clooney?
No.
No, that's...
It's Annette Bening and Julianne Moore.
Yeah. Mark Ruffalo, right?
Mark Ruffalo, okay. Yep.
I was thinking of The Descendants, I think, when I say Clooney.
Okay. And Mia Wasikowska was in it also.
Mike Wazowski.
Okay. Your face just brightened up so much. Oh, kitty.
So who did you say? Mara Wasikowska?
What? Mia Wasikowska.
Okay.
She was Alice in the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland. No?
No.
No. Okay.
Don't like the Tim Burton much.
Really?
Yeah. He's always got the same movies. Everyone's all pasty-faced and jumping around and being stupid, and it's always got Johnny Depp in it. That's why I haven't liked Johnny Depp in a long time.
I'm seeing a different side of the kitty. No, I'm not. No. You're always a grumpy pants. Grumpy pants. I just called you grumpy pants. What the hell?
I don't know. He's always been Edward Scissorhands. Every time he's in a Tim Burton movie, he's, you know, pasty and goofy. And I liked Edward Scissorhands. Anything after that? No.
He was pasty and goofy in Alice in Wonderland.
Didn't like that?
Yeah.
Or the remake of the Willy Wonka?
Hey, what about Sweeney Todd? Oh, yeah. Oop. No. Okay. But none of that has to do with Morning Glory.
That sounds funny.
Which is what we watched because, well, we were originally going to choose The Bourne Identity just because of something that Jim said. Yeah, he made a comment earlier today about, you know, movies with, you know, lots of stuff blowing up. Just,
Rawr.
You know, that. Yeah. So we started thinking, all right, let's go with The Bourne Identity.
It's a good movie. I like it. And then you chose.
But since it was Steve's choice this week, I decided it's probably better for the show if I start the show in a good mood and not in that weird crappy mood that I was in that I'm still kind of having trouble shaking. Or at least that the lasting effects carried over into the show, unfortunately. I'm sorry about that. I'm in a good mood now. I'm happy. That's doing good. The show always makes me happy.
Hooray.
So but decided I wanted to go for Morning Glory instead because it's been one of my guilty pleasures before. I really enjoy this movie a lot. It's just one of the ones that it's one of my happy movies. You know, Harrison Ford and Rachel McAdams and Diane Keaton are in it. Rachel McAdams is the young producer. They take a risk on her. She turns around the morning show. Yeah, you got the old curmudgeon anchor and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And then Diane Keaton, you know, she seems like she's going to be the diva drama queen type, but she dives in head first with
yeah, she's really into
some of the crazy ideas.
Person.
Yeah.
Harrison Ford, not so much.
Not so much. No, not at all.
Don't even want to be here today.
Exactly. Giant curmudgeon. But they
the show's pants.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was thinking grumpy pants. I don't know. I'm actually I'm thinking about one of the neighbors came by earlier today. They come by every year. Selling Girl Scout cookies. And so she saw, well, yeah, there's Girl Scout cookies like all along the counter
all
and everything.
Of them?
not all of them.
No, I'm just kidding.
What? They're around once a year. You buy a bunch and you freeze them.
Yeah, no.
Speaking of which, we need to make more room in the freezer.
Okay.
I already got the Thin Mints in there. I can finally finish that last sleeve from my Thin Mints from last year.
Okay. I did not know these people were coming around. So
it's funny. Just the other day, I was looking at that sleeve of Thin Mints thinking, you know, they got to be coming soon. I can tear into these. I probably should have tore into them earlier today, but now I got a whole bunch more. Not a bunch. But, okay. Yeah, a couple boxes of Thin Mints. I like to freeze them.
Yeah. So this neighbor made you think of this movie? Or
No, but her daughter, the one that was actually selling the Girl Scout cookies, looked in and she saw the microphones. And
I think I heard some of this conversation.
And then she asked if I sing. And so I told her, no, actually, we do internet broadcast.
Did you tell them to listen to this?
I do it in a couple of weeks, and they started asking questions about the show. So I told them, you know, told them about getting geeky, and then said, but tonight, me and my roommate are doing midnight movie nights, and I told them about the the tournament of segments, and then the flick pick. And they just, you know, they asked, you know, what it was called, where they could find it, and
did you explain the term not safe for work?
Yes, I did.
Okay, good. What about the very large cat that you talked to?
I said me and my roommate do the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yes, I did have to put the disclaimer out there. They're like, we get a little not safe for work.
You know, she didn't ask that. I was walking away. Mommy, what's not safe for work?
I tried to be, you know.
Cool.
Yeah, that was the. It's a. Hey, we put it in the top of the show for a reason.
Yeah, that's true.
Just in case we go there. But I was thinking about that, and in that moment when I called you Grumpy Pants, I was thinking about the nice young girl who sold me Girl Scout cookies earlier today. And
is she a grumpy pants?
No.
Oh, I was going to say.
But I didn't want to call you something else, so I thought of something that would be kid appropriate, and grumpy pants is what came to mind.
Hashtag grumpy pants cat.
But yeah, we've got a bunch of Girl Scout cookies now, so yay. Okay. Mood better.
Congratulations.
Yeah. And then that combined with Morning Glory, I'm in a great mood.
All right. Well, I liked it.
You'd never seen it before.
No, never seen it. I'd heard about it, but I had never seen it before. It was kind of funny. Had its moments. When I first saw the station that they were working for, I thought of Scrooged. But then I remembered that was IBC, not IBS. Who named that station?
I'm sure.
Because I wasn't thinking.
Thinking Irritable Bowel Syndrome, yeah. Weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they were kind of extremely grumpy there.
Yeah. I guess that would explain a lot. Jeff Goldblum was in this. He always seemed frazzled. So that could explain it.
Yeah.
He never looked like he was all well put together.
Not even when he was running in the park and everything?
No. I mean, his hair was kind of out of place. And
it's like Jeff Goldblum.
I know, but, you know, I've seen him in roles. He's kind of like well-groomed and everything, but this is like he's been running his hands through his hair saying, oh, my God, oh, my God.
Well, he's got to look at the numbers. It's a stressful job.
Apparently.
Someone's got to do it.
He looks stressed.
Okay, what? Let's see. Wow, okay. That happened. How about when Harrison Ford, when... What the hell is going on?
Did you mean to say Diane Keaton?
No.
Did you get them mixed up again?
No, I didn't get them mixed up. No, I just...
Rachel McAdams was awkward.
Yes, but thank you. That's where I was trying to go. I wanted to get there eventually, but we'll talk about Harrison Ford's... Why am I breaking down on Mike? Jesus.
I don't know.
I was trying to come up with a character name, and all of a sudden, I could only think about something that my brother said was, Han Solo likes making frittatas.
Yeah.
Just all of a sudden, that was the only thing that I could think about.
What's his name? Pomfrey?
Mike Pomfrey. Okay. Yes. Thank you. Finally. Oh, but yes, Rachel McAdams played a very, very awkward character in this. And I particularly liked all of the little quirks that they gave her character, considering that she's in this with Diane Keaton. It felt like a little bit of a nod to Annie Hall. Just a little bit.
Really?
Just Becky's quirkiness.
Oh, Diane Keaton was like that in Annie Hall?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you haven't seen Annie Hall, have you?
No.
We should really watch that. It's
a lot
of fun.
Movies I've heard
and
about.
You'll see what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When you actually see.
She was always fidgety and bouncing into things and rambling. And it was fun. It was fun to watch. Kind of embarrassing sometimes. Because you think, oh, shit, I've done that.
Yeah, exactly. We've all done that. We've all been that person. At least I like to tell myself that.
Tried to talk and he's like bumping his shit. Oh, things.
Everyone has their awkward moments.
Yeah.
I guess that's what I was trying to say. But yeah, they took it to the extreme in her character. And it was quite a bit of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
And there were plenty of sarcastic moments.
Mostly from Ford. Which was good.
What about her boyfriend, Senor Dipshit?
Yeah. Lynch.
Yes, he was Lynch in the A-Team, yeah.
I'm trying to think of his name, but I can't think of it.
Patrick Wilson.
Yeah.
See, I always think of Sweet Home Alabama.
I didn't know he was in that.
Yep.
Haven't seen it.
Do we need to just make that our thing, watch Reese Witherspoon movies after the show because you haven't seen them before?
Eventually.
Now I'm second guessing myself. Was that actually Patrick Wilson in that one? Uh-oh.
I don't think so.
No, I think it was.
Now you have to find out, huh?
Yeah, of course I have to find out.
Go OCD.
No, you're not supposed to be encouraging me in this. No, because I think in Sweet Home Alabama, the guy's name was Josh. Josh.
Brolin?
No. Patrick Dempsey was in it, but let's see. Josh Lucas, that's who it was. Oh, I just got that wrong. Okay, was not Patrick Wilson at all.
Patrick
Lovely.
Dempsey.
Okay. Well, no, Patrick Dempsey was in Sweet Home Alabama, but that's not the one I was thinking of. Yeah, all right. Screwed that one up. All right, so for Morning Glory, this one, it actually came out on in 2010, November 10th. Oh, yay, yay. What are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. I don't have it together right now. I really shouldn't have watched those movies in that order beforehand. I got to stop blaming things. I really do. Okay, let's try this again. So it was released on November 10th, 2010. It's rated PG-13. The runtime is 1 hour and 47 minutes. And on the tomato meter over at Rotten Tomatoes, critics gave it 55% and the audience 51%.
Not too bad.
Not the best showing, but hey, not bad either. But like I said, this is a movie I like to watch when I need to pick my spirits up a little bit. And it never fails. So that's why I chose it.
Okay. I agree. It was fun.
All right. Does it beat
The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, so you would have. So why did you let me change it?
Well, I've seen The Bourne Identity numerous times.
Cool. So you
opted
for...
I've got to start watching some of these movies I've never seen. I've heard so much about.
I've not seen a lot of movies that I want to see too. So we should do that. This is going nowhere fast. That's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
It's always nights with a K.
Midnight Movie Nights podcast is listed in iTunes, Overcast, Stitcher, TuneIn, and a few other podcast directories. Katie?
Yeah, as always, we try to... Well, we have been starting at about 9 o'clock Western time. Except for this evening, but it was only a couple of minutes. And the live stream is always on midnightmovienights.com.
On Twitter, we're at Movie Nights Pod, and if you need more than 140 characters, our email address is contact@midnightmovienights.com.
I'd like to thank Mr. Brad Raven for the logo, and Judge Funky Boy, Tom Sherlock at
For the theme,
yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry about that.
We've got a few new followers on Twitter. We've got...
You get to thank Al. DC Can't Tell for the segment intros.
Okay, we could always go back to that, but yeah. All right, thanks, Al.
I just had to pause for that brief cough.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I didn't know when you were coming back,
I'm good. New followers. We have some.
Yeah, we do. You going to say them or am I?
Oh, okay.
You usually say them. I was trying to cover for you.
So,
okay, so Loretta Glennon, we've got Ringer, and The Lo-Fi Show.
Okay, I was just trying to find the one named Caradiel.
Say what?
Loretta Glennon.
Yeah?
At Caradibel? I'm sorry.
I honestly, the app for OS X.
Yeah.
It's really hard to actually read the actual, Twitter handles and everything. So, yeah, I'm just reading the names in bold and moving on.
Okay.
Because we can.
I agree with that.
And we'd like to thank all of you out there for listening. Thanks. After a night like tonight. Yeah. Definitely. Thank you. So, I'm Miranda Janelle.
I'm the freaking cat.
Put a freaking fork in it and let's go watch a movie.
And talking is hard.
Remember the 5th of November.
You be careful. People in masks cannot be trusted.
Go away, Baton!
Midnight.
Yeah.
So what movie should we watch now?
I was thinking of one that came out this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Well, on digital release. Birdman.
Okay.
Heard so much about it. Heard that it's good. I want to see it. And I think I watched the trailer about 15 times. So.
15 times? Yeah. Seriously?
Somewhere around 15. I didn't count every time I watched it.
I've watched it a few times, but yeah. Hey, I'll never say no to a Michael Keaton movie. Let's watch it.
Okay.
Just okay? Well, that's
Let's that's go watch it. It now?
Right now?
Yeah, oh. Right now.
Okay.